In advance of his appearances tonight and tomorrow night at the Birchfield Penny Arts Center, the poet, singer, and activist Ed Sanders talked to us from his home in Woodstock, New York.
It's a pleasant little art colony and a music center and has beautiful valleys and streams.
That tranquil description contrasts to Ed Sanders' role in the turbulent 60s in New York's Lower East Side. He was jailed for protesting the launch of armed nuclear submarines in 1961. Later, his Peace Eye bookstore would be raided. With the aid of the ACLU, Sanders was able to fend off obscenity charges. It was part of an early life committed to social justice.
I thought by the time I was getting on in years, there would be a social democracy in the United States, cradle to grave, medical care, guaranteed income. The rat races suffused the whole American culture, and that's unfortunate. You know, workers of the world relax should be the motif and for our existence, but it isn't.
Ed Sanders suggests that concerned Americans should tithe their time in lending their energies to the causes of their choice. Now, he focuses much of his energy on local issues, working to keep the environment of Woodstock clean and uncluttered, and he continues to write. Tonight at the Birchfield Penny, Ed Sanders reads from his upcoming book, The Final Years of Robert Kennedy, an investigative poem.
So my poem celebrates Robert Kennedy, celebrates a tragic loss. It is equivalent to the loss of Abraham Lincoln and to the loss of Franklin Delano Roosevelt, because if Roosevelt had lived, we probably wouldn't have dropped the bomb on Nagasaki and Hiroshima. So all the, and then of course his brother, John Kennedy, Robert Kennedy was determined to reopen the case and to bring those who plotted to kill his brother to the harsh light of justice. And then he himself, his bodyguard stripped away from him and all alone in a kitchen, was shot. And that's what my poem is about. But it also talks about the good things, you know, the struggle, the civil rights struggle, and the energy and the huge crowds that Robert Kennedy attracted. I mean, hundreds of thousands of people line the streets wherever he went, Indiana, Chicago, Detroit, California. So he was riding a huge wave of public approval, and the 10 or 15,000 Americans would not have been killed in Vietnam had Robert Kennedy been elected.
Another performance that you're going to put on at the Birchfield Penny on Friday, and that is you're going to be reading from a work by Allen Ginsberg.
Sunflower Sutra, yeah.
Yeah.
The Sunflower Sutra is an example of a 20-minute poem. His friend Jack Kerouac was waiting at the door to hurrying him up to go to a party. But that day, Ginsberg and Jack Kerouac and the poet Phil Whalen were walking through a railroad yard in San Francisco where they encountered a beat-up old sunflower. It was dirty with dust from passing trains, and it was battered by the grinding spews of industry. And Ginsberg sat at home while his friend was tapping at the door to get him to leave, and he wrote this beautiful Sunflower Sutra.
And finally, I'd love to hear your perspective. You've gone through all these years of being very, very active. As you look toward the future, do you consider yourself an optimist or pessimist?
Well, there's the Latin phrase that everybody uses, doom spiro spero, you know, while I breathe, I hope. You know, my grandmother was Irish, and so I have the spunk of the Irish in me, you know, the spirit of expect the worst, hope for the best. But I try to remember the good things about America. It's a wonderful country. It's a terribly prone to engage in warfare and transgression, but it's still a wonderful country. And we have to look at the good aspects of it. and try to build on it and make a better world. That's the only way to exist. We have 10 billion years to sit around and do nothing.
Ed Sanders, looking forward to your visit to Buffalo, and I appreciate your time this morning.
All right. Thank you very much. Good luck.
Check out WBFO.org for more on Ed Sanders' appearances tonight and tomorrow at the Birchfield Penny Arts Center. For WBFO News, I'm Jay Moran.